For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. 40 years ago Thursday, Francine Hughes of Dansville entered the Ingham County Jail and confessed to setting her house on fire with her sleeping ex-husband inside. James Mickey Hughes had long abused the mother of three. Asleep in bed when the fire started, he died of smoke inhalation. A former prosecuting attorney named Aryan Greidanis was appointed to represent Hughes in her first-degree murder trial. His innocent by reason of temporary insanity defense won her acquittal. The story went on to become both a book and a TV movie called The Burning Bed. Now retired, Greidanis talks about the Francine Hughes Burning Bed case.
40 years ago, there really was no comprehensive approach to domestic abuse. And in preparing for the Francine Hughes case, I did a lot of reading. There were a few cases, a case with a defendant named Inez Garcia, for instance, where their attorneys had actually argued self-defense. So there were the beginnings of that kind of an argument for this situation. It was not successful in her case. And there's another case as well that was somewhat famous. And again, I don't remember her name, but the defense was not successful. So that's really part of what caused me not to go that way. But there were the beginnings of a movement by the National Organization of Women and other groups to try to address domestic abuse in a structural way rather than just by a case-by-case basis. But nothing was really happening as far as I could tell. When I was in the prosecutor's office, I do remember that there were several assistant prosecutors, and they were women, who did deal with cases that had that domestic abuse element in it, but they didn't have any law really to work with. There were no laws that addressed that particular kind of criminal activity, and there were no punishments for them. So the police really had no way of approaching enforcement of that kind of, well, there was no law to enforce, so they just kind of dealt with it, and frankly, not very well. So bottom line is there was a lot of domestic abuse going on. Police were going in and were not really treating the situation very well many times because society, frankly, was very male-oriented, would simply not give an ear to what the women were saying, or most importantly, wouldn't understand what the women were saying because they just couldn't relate. So how did that change because of the Francine Hughes case? It didn't change case law because, you know, Francine Hughes was acquitted. She was found not guilty. If she had been found guilty and it then had been appealed, and then on appeal the case had been reversed, then there would have been some precedent in case law. It did, however, really set in motion, in Michigan for sure, the enactment of legislation, of laws that address the issue of domestic abuse.
The Francine Hughes story was turned into a book by Faith McNulty called The Burning Bed and a TV movie of the same title. We're going to hear a little bit of a scene from the movie where actor Richard Mazur, playing you, talks with Farrah Fawcett, starring as Francine Hughes.
Francine, in all my research, I haven't found a single precedent that would support a plea of self-defense. So this is what I recommend. We forget self-defense, and we change the plea to not guilty by reason of temporary insanity.
You mean crazy?
No, I mean that if I can get expert testimony as to your state of mind at the time of the murder, we may have a chance.
What did you make of the book and the movie? Were they accurate depictions of what actually happened?
The book was accurate in almost every sense, because Faith McNulty didn't, I mean, she wrote this book as a nonfiction, actual narration of what happened, and a lot of it is the result of interviews with me and even some interviews with Francine. And so I think it's accurate, and it's a good read because it's still, even though it's pretty much a narration of actual facts, she did a very good job of writing The movie, on the other hand, I think did a real good job of being drama. I mean, it's a very dramatic movie and does a very good job of presenting the cruelty and the horror of that kind of a situation for Francine, as it would be for anybody. So a lot of people were impressed by it. But factually, as movies will do, it is not very accurate. And I was really disappointed to see this all occur in a geographical setting, which was supposed to be Michigan, but there were palm trees and mountains, and they had filmed this in California. Movie producers and directors kind of do what they want to do. I think it was a great movie. Up until recently, it was the best earning made-for-television movie ever. So, good drama, not very accurate.
How much do we know about Francine Hughes and her life in the 40 years since the death of Mickey Hughes?
Not much. I know that some pictures were produced online by the Lansing State Journal, and there is one photo there of her and her children and her new husband, and I have heard things about their situation, but I can't really say anything about that because it may not be accurate. If I had some accurate information to give you about her, I would.
She has clearly shunned the spotlight, though.
She has.
And to some extent, someone who wants to shun the spotlight should be left alone.
Sure, because just like the current political situation, not everybody sees eye to eye, and certainly immediately after the Francine Hughes case, and I am sure even to this day, there are some people that feel very strongly about the rightness or wrongness of what she did and the fact that she wasn't really punished for that.
Arjen Greidanis represented Francine Hughes, the Dansville woman who killed her ex-husband Mickey Hughes in the famous burning bed case 40 years ago. She was found innocent by reason of temporary insanity. Arjen Greidanis, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.